voice of the Misfits is in the background. You heard the Germs doing Lexicon Devil. Before that, Richard Hell and the Voidoids did Love Comes in Spurts. Crime did Hotwire My Heart. X-Ray Specs did a song, but we can't agree on what the song is called. Lord Jesus thinks it's called Identity. Now he doesn't think it's called Identity, but it's a song by X-Ray Specs. Red Peters did Below Me. And from the Banana Splits Saturday morning cartoon show from a long time ago, you heard a theme song from the Banana Splits. Human Sexual Response did Jackie Onassis. Jello Biafra with DOA did That's Progress, and that's from the Rock Against Bush benefit compilation CD from Fat Wreck Records, possibly named after Nurse Ratchet. Fat Wreck, Fat W-R-E-C-K, fatwreck.com. Before That's Progress, you heard Digger doing True Blue. Connie Vinette did the Pussycat song. The Bushmen did Don't Bogart Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is another coming of Lord Jesus. And he's probably coming with Everlasting Godstopper, who is sending him perverted instant messages. And somebody, maybe this is a joke for me, somebody left this big thing of paper towels right under from where we talk.
It's good.
Which is good, yeah. It's preparedness, and that's right. You want to be prepared and fully equipped. Let's see. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. All right. And tonight the theme is another coming of Lord Jesus, since we're past the second coming.
It ain't no big deal, though. It happens a few times a day. It ain't no big deal.
I know. You too are sparks flying.
What?
And we're not allowed to talk about her. But I think, did she say we can't talk about her?
No, she said nothing of the sort.
All right. So it's another coming of Lord Jesus, and there's paper towels in here that were here when we got here. And he brought all kinds of great music. And next week, probably another live guest, but I don't want to say it because I hate saying it if it doesn't happen. It'll be brand new. It'll be a future radio goddess. Currently, I don't know. We haven't discussed it. But she is a diva from college radio, and she's also bringing a lot of tunes. We're negotiating the music part now, and actually we haven't named her yet.
Oh.
But that's the person we're trying to name. But anyway, she is hopefully on. What's that?
You gonna open the name game up to the air?
Actually, you can too. Write to Reverend Bookburn, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. To play a game the Reverend's kind of sent out to a handful of other people, Name That Vixen, in which you come up with the next name, because she liked names other people already had. Like, he likes Jen's name, Holy Bloody Mary, and a few other people's names, but past live guests. But be creative, be evil, be devious.
Miss Mary Mack would be, like, the most, like, evil sounding, just badass name, Miss Mary Mack.
I'll say it. She'll probably turn it down. She said no to a whole lot of names. All right, Name That Vixen for next week. And
also, you can if you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message to Volta Radio with those names.
Oh, yeah, you can instant message us, like some pervert named Everlasting Godstopper. She's been.
Was it Volta? Volta Radio, period.
No, no period. And just Volta Radio. And she's going to... Is she cussing this out again? What's STFU? Fuckers, I hear you. Okay. And send us names for a name net vixen. And also coming up on the show, the Lick Bush in 2004 series. Oh, she's saying, shut the fuck up. Okay. Coming up on the Reverend is in, the Lick Bush in 2004 series. So that's probably at least two parts. And coverage and entertaining the troops of the street actions during the Republican convention in New York. And we're going to have a correspondent for that, Lord Jesus, in the form of Pie Man. You probably met him before, from pieman.org. The Pie Man will be our correspondent. And that alone will be fun. But we will cover the protests during the Republican convention. And after the hot week in Boston, that will be most interesting. Also forthcoming on The Reverend is In, a one-night special that is a theme we visit every so often. We're going to have Recovery for Propagandists, where we will talk about bullshit propaganda known as love addiction and sex addiction and porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, all the stuff that is total bullshit. There are, of course, behavioral disorders around any one of those things, but the propagandistic abuses of the word addiction and all that 12-step monopoly and higher power rhetoric. We're going to have a good goof on that, as well as do a show once again with clinical value. That is on the night we do Recovery for Propagandists, as well as the theme, pubic property. And maybe Lord Jesus will help us with that, too, which is, what's that? Tell the Reverend.
To mention bestiality addiction.
She is so fucking whacked. Another theme is pubic property, and we're going to talk about the sexual puritans, or what they actually are in most cases, which is pretend sexual puritans, from liberal or conservative, left or the right, believers, free thinkers, any walk of life, any economic class. We're going to talk about sex negatives and ideologues and all that kind of shit. And that is going to be for a very special show, and your input is totally welcome, and that is pubic property, and that'll be a fun show to do. We're also going to do a theme, three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, and numerous probable live guests, and a definite is September 12th, the return of Darren from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. And he's online too, DarrenDeicide.com. And he will be back for the first time since the demise of the legendary New Jersey punks, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. All right, Everlasting Godstopper is telling us to go to her chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, which is DVAU.org. Now shut the fuck up and leave us alone. All right. Let's see. We're here with Lord Jesus, a special return of dear friend, Party King, and the greatest in providers of music and video and news related to that.
And okay,
you all right? You're out of the loop. Are you? Talk about that. That's worthwhile.
That is definitely a film worth seeing. I really don't think it's playing in the theaters anymore, but it is in a movie of the spiritual guide Ram Dass, and it is called Fierce Grace. Excuse me. It's available on DVD. I buy a lot of DVDs from this cheesy section on a cheesy site online. I don't know that we should give them the prop, though. I think they do enough business.
All right. I know what it is because they burn everything where they bootleg everything.
No. It's not a bootleg operation or nothing. It's just
they undercut people.
I don't want to end up like business somewhere and I find out that they're jerk-offs, you know?
Yeah, they seem like assholes. But talk about Uncovered, because you saw it and I didn't. The one from MoveOn.org.
Oh, yeah. That's a really well-put-together movie. And you can get it there actually really, really inexpensive. Hello. you can get it at the site deepdiscountdvd.com. You can get it very, very affordable. I think it was like $6 or something, and very, very educational.
Okay. And I know you haven't seen it yet, but you have some indicators about something. I was laughing my head off when we first saw each other this afternoon, and you were telling me about Super Size Me. Just tell us what you know about it. I know you didn't see it. Okay. And make sure these dials are moving. So.
Okay. I think people can hear you, though, even though that you're not moving the dial, they can hear you. It would just be really way low in the background. It's some film some guy made. He supposedly, a documentary, he ate McDonald's food for 30 days and incurred the health consequences, and I've heard that it's really, really great. I have not seen it yet.
That sounds so gross. But he ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days and then got seriously ill.
It may even be more than 30 days. I don't know, but it just sounds scary as hell.
Oh, man. Super Size Me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning us on to new stuff. See, even when you say I haven't seen anything or heard anything lately, you turn us on to a number of great stuff.
Well, other than the freaks in my neighborhood, I haven't seen anything, no.
Oh, yeah, you live in a funky place. Okay. All right, and let's see. Giving a plug once again to Boston Independent Media, boston.indymedia.org, and an article entitled Boston Incubates Decentralized Resistance. And let's see, a few quick plugs. And you can, of course, chime in at any point. Let's see, this article, I don't know where it is, so I guess if you want it, write to me and I'll send it to you. The SCAFE Strategy, Smother Teresa. It might be at alternet.org. This SCAFE references to Richard Mellon SCAFE, who's a billionaire dirtbag who owns a whole lot of the media. And he was a big part of like the attack Clinton over the blowjob thing. And he's a part of a lot of the furthest right sources of the media. It says, the SCAFE strategy, Smother Teresa, which means, of course, his latest attack campaign is going towards Teresa Hines Curry. And actually, I like what she said to some asshole from the media when she said, shove it. And she's as likable as any of those people are going to get. Telling him to shove it, she's a mega improvement over the Bushes, who are Or Nancy Horoscope Hat Reagan, who was also level 10 in the stupid meter. You remember her, right, Nancy?
Yeah, she's on film with Frank Sinatra, I think.
Yeah. And sat on Mr. T's lap, which is actually a priceless poster. The SCAFE strategy, Smother Teresa. From alternet.org. I think she did Frank Sinatra or something. Wasn't that?
I'm uncertain.
I think that's in the Kitty Kelly book, which is pretty funny. All right, we're not even going to talk about the big assholes in their columns this week, like former recipients of Asshole of the Week, besides Richard Mellonscape, Michael Savage and Ann Coulter. I know, they're in the news again, but we're skipping that. We're just going to talk happy stuff. Exploiter of the week, except for this. Exploiter of the week is Rudy Giuliani, another former asshole of the week, and the subject of Lou Reed's song "Sick of You" that we heard at the beginning of the show. Rudy Giuliani has been attacking filmmaker Michael Moore, who made the recent classic Fahrenheit 9/11, by saying, well, first, what he said is ridiculous. He was saying, I don't need Michael Moore to tell me about September 11th. I live through it. First of all, this fucking clown did not live through anything. He, when upon closer examination, he carefully planned where he was going to appear and where he was going to make press conferences from and where he was going to have these big fancy dinners. And he was a bigger bullshit artist than Reagan and a bigger actor than Reagan. And of course, like the Bush regime itself, it was entirely agenda pushing, self-promotion, and then predictably his book. So, you are not only an exploiter of September 11th, Rudy Giuliani, but you have no fucking business slamming Michael Moore, who did make a realistic and appropriate film, and it is highly recommended. Fahrenheit 9/11, still in theaters, and you can check it out at Michael Moore's website, Michael Moore, M-O-O-R-E, MichaelMoore.com. What?
I work in a book warehouse, and I see tons of anti-Bush books going by me. I haven't seen the Rudy Giuliani book yet.
No, it's a book by him. It's a little bit old, but well, that's good. Hopefully it's a dud if you're not seeing it at all. Yeah, there are a lot of anti-Bush books. There's like a zillion.
Yeah.
And Molly Ivins, Bushwhacked. Yeah, very good. Thank you. See, you're waking up. You're not too trashed.
No, I'm not trashed enough.
Yeah, you're doing fine. All right, so that's Exploiter of September 11th of the week, Rudy Giuliani. And let's see, there were some questions about the COINTELPRO books that we talked about last week. Infiltration of activists and various operation this and operation that, that's within this nation. It was done in the 60s especially, and primarily targeting the Black Panther Party, the AIM, American Indian Movement. Go to South End Press, that's one word, southendpress.org, and click on the classics, and then Agents of Repression and the COINTELPRO Papers for Operation Counterintelligence Program. COINTELPRO Papers. All right. And information now on repression and the Patriot Act and your legal rights at ACLU.org. Be sure to check that out. Hot erotica from Dr. Susan Block at drsusanblock.com. Check out her audio and video streaming show at Radio Susie. Dr. Susie receives Reverend Bookburn's Emma Goldman Freedom Award when the Reverend was a live guest on her show, November 2002, and her great editorials. To support medical marijuana exile Steve Cubby, go to cubby.com, K-U-B-B-Y, cubby.com. All right, since I'm still talking. Jellybee offers spoken word, CDs, all kinds of music, great benefits, and compilation recordings. Check out AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. Please send a few bucks to ProChoiceLig.com. And once again, the birthday girls website is darklady.com. All right, way sick of talking. All right. So, are you ready to hear some Dickies?
Yes, please.
Okay. Anything you want to say?
Play some music.
All right. From the very first release of the Dickies, Dawn of the Dickies, this is Where Did His Eye Go?
What I do with my head is my own damn business. Can I get a witness? What I do with my head is my own damn business. Can I get a witness? What I do with my head is my own damn business. So can I get a witness? What I do with my head is my own damn business. Can I get a... So I take a healing, just trying to rise above the anti-love bullshit you come up with to shove. So why can't you get off my tip? I'm not talking about no junk. I'm not talking about no getting drunk. I'm not talking about no blow. Just to rot my higher self to know. And what I do in my head is my own damn business. I can't get a witness. But what I do in my head is my own damn business. And the letters and the other side of being more open and loving and hoping when anyone can buy a gun at the Kmart. It's not even getting high. It's just cutting through the big lie that props up this evil mess. You goddamn right, I should think I say yes. So what I do with my head is my own damn business. Or can I get a witness?
We'll be right back. much left to attack.
Hey, hey.
I hope that you're nearly done with me. You sold me out of last night. All sold out, I'd never see a mind so tangled, a girl so strangled. All sold out, well, I felt so free. It was just like that. I was put down flat. I was sold out.
And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, August 1st, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight, that very special someone is Troy Newman. Troy Newman is the director of an anti-choice group of harassers called Operation Rescue West, who harass doctors nationwide, but in particular to George Tiller, who was a great doctor in Wichita, who went to work the very next morning after he was shot twice in in the same incident in August of 1993, checked himself out of the hospital and instantly went to work, and is a great guy anyway. Well, Troy Nelson, Troy Newman, is the guy leading this vicious harassment campaign, driving around these big-ass trucks all over the nation with big, badly cooked fetal pictures, and harassing other doctors as well as Dr. George Tiller, who was awesome, and has been at it for over 10 years, and of course, predictably linked to anti-abortion terrorist organizations, people associated with those who advocate and implement clinic bombings and clinic shootings, incidents ignored by the assholes who issue these bullshit alerts, fire their warning sirens, and shit can other people's rights in the name of being against terrorism. Terrorism that is acceptable by the Bush regime and by law enforcement. Troy Newman, linked to anti-choice terrorist groups, harasser of doctors and Dr. George Tiller, and this week's asshole of the week. And no thank you to Rolling Stone magazine. Every once in a while you think, alright, maybe they broke their 30-year pattern of being assholes, you know, after they run a couple of Michael Moore articles, but they are still the most pathetic music magazine of all, as they publish a new article from deep inside the ass crack of Troy Newman of Operation Rescue West. Enough of the fart sounds. And you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare. Rolling Stones did All Sold Out. Brother JT did Head Business. The Big Boys did Hollywood Swinging, and the Dickies did Where Did His Eye Go? This is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and I'm here with Lord Jesus, who is just feeding me great records. And we have a couple of more to go. Let's see. We are running out of time at atheistnetwork.com. And the show will be repeated there all week, once again, at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, East Coast Time, USA, and Sunday morning, 7 a.m., as if you're going to get up for that, if you're in the same time zone. So, before we hear a very soft and tender and beautiful, warm and fuzzy song, a very special kind of love song from Lil' Kim, let's do the credits. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's another coming of Lord Jesus show. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Father Oblivion, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Lady Simone, Past Bride on The Reverend Is In, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show if they are still going to do that. The extremely perverted and all-night instant messaging, a special person, Everlasting Godstopper, Lobo Red, The Reverend's near and dear friends in professional life, Lady Pixanne, Saint Anne, alias Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Annie Red, no relation, Holy Bloody Mary, Nicole, Katie, Louisa, Justin Zvi, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Katie, Matt Goddison Family, Jen and Mon from the front lines of abortion clinic defense, Plantard and UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, the Coffee Goddesses, New Coffee Goddess Michelle, and Heather, Dark Lady and her honey, and happy birthday, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Black, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show, and Elegant Angel Video Productions. My guest is yelling, ow. Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice League, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Chew Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, the Lisa Bouchel Band, the Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Blanket Man from Radio Volta, Barbara Nitke, the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Bookburners Everywhere, Michael Moore, and most of all, to my longtime great friend and special live guest and bad influence and party freak, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming back to the Reverend Is In.
I'd like to thank my supervisor at work for being such a huge bitch. No.
Is that how you feel about your supervisor at your job? Tell me about this person.
No, I'm cleaning it up, man.
Okay, well, let's not hold back. Tell me exactly what your supervisor is like.
She's this rather large woman who rides around on a motorized cart and gives us all a bunch of crap, like, constantly.
Is she related to Nurse Ratched?
Nurse Ratched from the
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but also in my life.
She's got the attitude. She's got the definitely attitude.
Hey, should we play Little Kim?
It's a daily thing. Yeah. Little Kim.
What's it called?
Not Tonight.
Not Tonight. This is Little Kim. Not Tonight.
So deep, come on. I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me. Nighttime, pissy drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind. It felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Cool sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what? I know one thing tonight.
Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, Little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, Pusha Q. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African Black. He used to steal his bag so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with Buckus of Dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't frontin'. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't keep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new calf. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me. Downtown taste my love like harvest brand. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone screaming.
You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't gon' front. But limp dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Going to say goodbye to the listeners at atheistnetwork.com, and they will repeat the show all week there. Check the schedule at atheistnetwork.com. going a little overtime in the other outlets, and you are hearing the Lords of Acid doing Spank My Booty, and that is from their Paddled and Whipped mix. And what's the record called? It's the Paddled and Whipped whipped cream mix, and then it's on one of the CDs. It's titled Lord Jesus Has Forgot, and the song over. All right, so goodbye, AM listeners. And after Lords of Acid, let's play a song by Ann Fall. All right, this is almost over. Oh, we're going to play a great 60s track before we say goodnight entirely. Live Electric Prunes. But first we'll play Ann Fall. I knew that would get you howling, Lord Jesus. But first Ann Fall doing Belfast.
When the people believe it, when the people believe it all.
Okay, that was Axel Sweat doing United. Ann Fall did Belfast. Lords of Acid did Spank My Booty. And Lil Kim did Not Tonight. This is Reverend Bookburn's show. It's called The Reverend Is In. Tonight was another coming of Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, it was so much fun to have you on the show tonight. And hear you wooing in the background. I hope your voice came through okay.
I don't care either way. They all knew I meant to wish them well.
Okay. I love them when he parties. Lord Jesus, great friend and great provider of music. And next week, live voices. I'm having a drink for you, says Godstopper. Boy, you got her going tonight. Lord Jesus sexually arouses everlasting Godstopper through instant messenger. And, I know, look how she turns like that. It's like 1 minute she's real horny, and then she's like yelling at you the next minute. But it's been a lot of fun with Godstopper, and it's been a lot of fun with live guest Lord Jesus. Hopefully future Radio Goddess on next week, whose name we don't know yet. But please write to me and give her a name if you are creative and also a deviant. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And stay tuned in future weeks for the Lick Bush in 2004 series and coverage of the actions and protests outside the Republican Convention with a special correspondent, Pie Man, from pieman.org. And Darren from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, live guest September 12th, and other future live guests. I will say them when they become more definite. Maybe another wedding and maybe an exorcism and one anti-exorcism. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Going to close with another selection that Lord Jesus brought. This is 60s legends, The Electric Prunes, and it's live. What year is this, Lord Jesus? And live in 1967. And this is, now I forget, I had too much to dream last night. Live version of Electric Prunes live. I had too much to dream last night. And I will see you next week. Good night.
About 2 years ago in California, people started going to parks and public places and telling everybody that they should love everybody. And a lot of people did, and a lot of people didn't. Unfortunately, our country isn't right now. And for a senseless war, we apologize. This was our first record. It was called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.